Business and hospitality groups have been advocating that a new stadium be built downtown for years. They argue it would be a boon for business and attract professional sports teams. Voters were asked if they wanted a stadium downtown or at the current Joe Albee site in 2018. About 64% said no. Mark Richard, the president of the Downtown Spokane Partnership Organization, said their coalition have addressed voters' concerns with their new proposal.
So again, what we believe is that everything in the world, frankly, has changed since that vote, number one. We also have paid close attention to the comments and to the feedback that was gathered during the process, and we've tried head-on to try to address those concerns.
He said the stadium the group is now proposing would have free parking for students and their families. The building would be constructed with Spokane Public Schools' existing stadium budget. Maintenance and operation costs would be covered by the Spokane Public Facilities District, which currently runs the Spokane Arena and other event venues in the region. The United Soccer League would also contribute $2 million to the project. Neither the Spokane Public Facilities District or the Spokane Public School Board have weighed in on this proposal. Richard said he hoped to present the idea to the school district and the public facilities district before the end of the month. According to the spokesman review, the school district already applied for building permits for the new Northwest Joe Albee Stadium. The stadium the group is proposing would be on the north bank of the Spokane River, near the podium and the Spokane Arena. It would house about 5,000 fans. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.